Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, this attempt to close down the boulders is very controversial indeed. And people saying, "Oh, we're just never going to be able to stop people being stupid down there," and the fatalities. So we'll just put a fence around the whole area. And people are saying, "No, excuse me." I mean, there's a letter to the editor today. Might have been Saturday, saying, "Look, you can't force people to make wise decisions. Some people will always make stupid decisions. That doesn't mean everybody has to pay the penalty." Listen to this. This is from Saturday's Cairns Post too. A rescuer who has pulled bodies from Babinda Boulders has described how people are pinned at the bottom of the water holes. As one psychologist says, the only way to stop people from risking their lives is to close the site to the public. Now, the Cairns Council last week released a report commissioned following the drowning of a teenager in 2021. That report revealed the full extent of the swimming spot's dangers, where 21 people have been killed, and made recommendations to improve signage and increase education campaigns and enforcement. With 29 years' experience as a firefighter and 16 years in technical rescues, Queensland Fire and Rescue Service, etc., this is the Inspector Brad Fleming. He's attended many recovery missions at Babinda, and he said every recovery was extremely difficult. And the impact on families and those first responders was... We're talking about recoveries here, not rescues. So you can imagine emotionally how draining that must be. Now, here's an interesting one, which takes us to this business about putting a fence around that whole part of that area. Cairns psychologist Karen Dow of Shine Strong Psychology said people ignoring the warning signs were often driven by a high appetite for adventure and optimism bias. And she said, that's where they think this cannot happen to me. Plus there's the look at me, I'm a daredevil and risk taker. And she said risk assessment cannot be taught to young people who feel young and fearless. We used to call it 12 foot tall and bulletproof in the old days. Ms. Dow said the solution to prevent more deaths must include education and denying access. She said, quote, "I think council need to lock it up." But Division 1 Councillor Brett Muller does not agree. Brett's on the line. G'day, Brett.
Yeah, good morning, John. Morning, listeners.
We've touched on this matter before, but it's come to a head now because there's some people, obviously, will agree with the psychologist. Young people, sometimes they just don't have that developed sense of fear that they probably need to protect themselves. But you're saying locking it all up is overkill.
Yeah, absolutely, John. I mean, obviously, people don't understand the surrounds or the topography there to even suggest that. This is a natural environment with rainforest, a creek, and there will always... if you lock it up, and you shouldn't be locking it up anyway, it's a beautiful, pristine part of our natural attractions up here, which, unfortunately, has a very dangerous stretch of water. But if you try and lock it up, aren't you going to be then making it more appeasable to people to, let's get in there and have a look? What we need to do is what we said is to, I think we spoke when this report came out. This is an excellent report. It takes a different approach, trying to understand the psychic of people ignoring safety measures and safety signage. We need to continue with that. We need to collect the data from these people of where they come from, locals, visitors, and their understanding of the boulders and the dangers, and that coupled with an education campaign with tourism operators and in the media and social media. Because at the end of the day, John, 21 lives have been lost, including recently since 2020, 3 lives, and including 2 young girls. And I don't want that to be in vain. Yeah. We cannot make the Babinda Boulders completely safe. You just can't do that anywhere.
Yeah.
But you can make it safer. And when I bought this general business motion last year, it was on the back of me saying to the mayor, look, I'm told with the coroner's reports and the audit, we've done all we can. I said, but there must be more. And I really pay tribute to the council officers and the consultant, Oliver Thierman, in terms of this report, because those graphic diagrams of what happens in cavities and holes and the aeration is starting to, you know, I'm getting the feedback, wow, that is so dangerous.
Yes.
We didn't know, you know. So this is the path we're taking. We've just, again, you can cross the road and be non-observant and, you know, get hit by a car. You know, I mean, personal safety, you've got to be aware, note your surrounds, note the conditions. And then when you have warning signs and safety measures, say, whoa, this is even more serious. So the council officers are now going to look at those five recommendations and work out an implementation plan as to how we bring them in, a time frame for that, a costing, all of that stuff that we do with the implementation of recommendations. And I, for one, very much welcome it. As long as I'm here as a local councillor, I'll be doing all I can to make the Babinda Boulders and our other beautiful attractions. We've had a recent tragedy at Bahena Gorge there with kayak. Man, that was very sad for the family. We know the issues at Josephine. There's been issues up at Mossman Gorge. This is part of where we live in tropical North Queensland.
Yes.
Fast-flowing creeks and rivers, waterfalls, rock pools, granite rocks, and, you know, we love it. We love being amongst it, but we've just got to recognise the inherent dangers that are there.
Once again, the first few words of this article read, a rescuer who has pulled bodies from Babinda Boulders has described how people are pinned at the bottom of the waterholes. Now, you've just hit the nail on the head with, well, it's virtually a turning point. You mentioned those diagrams in the Cairns Post the other day. I must admit, that's the first time I fully understood exactly what was going on here. Now, you get young people who know that if you hold your breath when you're underwater for a while, it doesn't matter, you'll come to the surface again. And they would struggle without access, for example, to those diagrams to understand what on earth is going on. Is there the potential to have something like those diagrams or fundamentally a different version of those diagrams on display at the boulders?
Definitely, John. That is something that I'll be asking the officers to strongly consider because, as you and I talked about this for many years, but until we saw those diagrams, well, I understood because I've been down there and I've seen it, but as you just said, once you saw those diagrams, you understood about this water pressure, this aeration, and what it means. So, yes, I think, and the feedback I'm getting is, wow, they're so graphic, those diagrams.
Yes.
So I think they do need to form part of the signage and some further measures down there that I'm happy to chat to you when the officers come back with this implementation plan.
Oh, excellent, excellent. We'll keep finger on the pulse for this. It's a really important development. Good on you, Brett. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
He's the Cairns Councillor, Division 1, Councillor Brett Moller.